Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. It's a good day today, y'all. It's a great, great day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, right? So, welcome to my third installment of The Happiness Planner, and this is day two, the Law of Attraction. This week, it was a hard week. I had a lot swirling in the mix going on this week, and I will address some of it, but it's early here on my side of the world, y'all. I have not had breakfast yet, so I am trying to get this out to you all and do it quickly, effectively, and efficiently. How about that? So again, I've already got my coffee. Get yours, sit back, relax, and let's begin. So, when you're going through something in general, you know, it's like a storm cloud, or, you know, maybe it's the part before it rains, you know? But for me, it makes everything kind of foggy. I don't always use the best judgment, because I'm going through something and it's stressful and it's working in and affecting all areas of my life. And through the book I've been reading, The Next Right Thing, which that link is in the bottom of the post, it talks about being quiet, like just being still and being quiet and to try to listen to God, listen to what he's telling you when you're going through things like this. And that is what I've been working on trying to do, just trying to be still and be quiet. No music, no talking, no radio, just sit. I would love to take a walk and just be able to hear, you know, the birds, the crickets, the cicadas, whatever. And just take some time to be quiet every day, because sometimes these answers don't come to you right away. Sometimes God brings these to you in time. So I've been working on just being still and being quiet. And, you know, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do in all the areas that I'm having trouble in. But I just hope I'm being guided. Well, I don't hope. I know that if God tells me that I'll be guided in the right direction. I just hope that what I'm doing, you know how, because sometimes you're unsure, but then they tell you, but you are told in general, if you listen to God's message and what he's telling you, there is no doubt and there is no wrong. He does not lead you down a path of uncertainty. He takes you to where you need to be. It may not be in the time frame you want it in, but he works in his time because he is moving things, you know, in your favor. So today I'm talking about, I'm doing day two, of course, of the Law of Attraction, but I'm also, as I usually do, just address three areas that I feel like I need to talk about. So my A1C, for those of you all that don't know, I am type 2 diabetic. Now, I've been doing a very good job at keeping my A1C at a level it's higher than what the doctor wants it to be, but it's lower than what it was. But I had a blood test last week, and got my results and found out that it spiked up a whole point, and that's something they don't like to see. Now, I can sit here and I can blame, oh, this, oh, that, or I wasn't eating right, especially when I talk about in my 30-day challenge how I want to eat. But this wasn't the case of me not eating what I want to eat, because as we know, your stress level affects your mood. It affects if you have high blood pressure, it affects your anxiety, it affects everything. And let's rewind. The day of my last doctor's appointment was April 11th. That was the day that I came home and my Maxie boy was passing away. He was leaving. He was gasping. He was taking his last breath. That was the day that I got back from the doctor. And we feel better about it now. You know, we know that nothing lives forever. But it was quite a loss for us to have an animal around 17, almost 18 years. It's just, you know, it took a toll on us, and that affected not necessarily my eating, but my medications. It disrupted everything. Okay, so let's say May is humming along. June is when my dad got sick. And I know I spoke about that too, because my dad suffers from dementia, and he also has type 1 diabetes. He started out as type 2 like myself and then progressed, not in a good way, to type 1. And he was in hospital and rehab for a total of almost a month. So we're talking June and part of July, which again, it's something else that was stressful and took a toll on me. So like I said, I'm not blaming, I'm just naming the things that I need to name, because sometimes when stuff happens or when things are not aligned the way they're supposed to be, I have to give them a name. I have to say, this is the thing that has kept me from being great, right? And in July, there was a death in the family where I attended my aunt's funeral. So it's just been a combination of things. And I know that I have to learn how to not let my environment and life's disruptions affect my eating, my exercising, and my lifestyle, because this is something that I'm going to have to deal with, and I need to get it to a point to where I'm eating right, I'm taking my medication the way I'm supposed to, and I'm not giving it really any thought. So yeah, it's been a multitude of things. And I've just been trying to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I keep reading the Bible. I'm doing, still doing my daily devotionals. I'm trying to get through all my Psalms. Reading the next right thing, you know, to make your next right decision or your next right move. And I've been working on this journal, and I'm trying not to do so many things. I don't want to collect. Like, Do the Next Right Thing talks about collecting gurus, collecting things that you don't need in your life, an expert on this, a therapist for that. I'm trying not to collect things that are not going to work for me. I'm just doing three things and hoping that that will help spike my spirit and my mood and just listen to God. That's all I can do. Work struggles. And work struggles are not necessarily about the work, but at my job, this time of year is review time. It's time for your annual review. Your annual review determines, you know, what your raise, what your yearly raise is going to be. And my job is not really forthcoming at telling you problems. We are a not-for-profit organization. And, you know, I'm not going to get too much into that business, but there have been budgetary problems, and due to budgetary problems, staff are the ones that take the brunt of that by us not receiving the percentage of the raise that we want, which puts me at a particular salary, which makes it harder for me to plan and go forward, because I want to move. I don't eventually want to move. I want to move now, but I want to move. And, you know, there are just so many things. Unfortunately, people say that money is the root of all evil. And in some ways it is, because you grow dependent on things that you get with money. I mean, but let's face it, you got to live somewhere and you got to eat. And I don't just have me to take care of. You know, I have family and I have responsibilities. And so it just makes it so much harder to do what I want to do. And I really took a hit, you know, hearing that news and the reason why, and oh, we're capping your money because basically you're telling me you're capping my money because the job messed up in their finances. That's not my fault. But again, I'm not going to open that can of worms. It's stressful. Third, is me giving up Fridays. Or not really giving up Fridays. I'm not going to be posting on Friday for a little bit. And this is just to help me gain some clarity. This is to help me restructure my Friday content, because I feel like due to everything that's happening, my content is suffering. And this is we're coming up on my favorite time of year. And I don't want my content, can't talk right, to suffer because I'm going through things. I want to be able to do fun stuff and talk about fall and lifestyle changes and health and environment. I want to be my blog is a lifestyle blog. It's mainly about my life and about what I've learned and how I'm dealing with living with diabetes and, you know, being a single mom to an adult child or an adult young woman. That's better put. But in relationships and just it's about everything. But I feel like Friday is the one thing I struggle with. And I always feel some type of way about not posting something on Friday. Because I think what I've been doing over the last several months is bringing you DIYs and what I did for the week and just the weekly rewind. I don't know. I don't think that holds a lot of weight. And I want to be able to do something where I'm creating something that's special for you all. And right now I don't feel like my head is in the game. So, for the foreseeable future, because when I do my fall and my 31 days of Halloween, I probably will post on Friday, but, for right now, I'm just going to hold on posting for Friday. I have some vacation time coming up, and I'm hoping to be able to work through some of my issues and, you know, get myself back on track, so to speak. So let's move on to day two. Well, it's not really day two. For me, it's in weeks, but I don't do this every day. This is an exercise. When I work in this law of attraction journal, this is an exercise that I purely do on the weekends because I work all week and, you know, I'm on a schedule during the week. So this is something that I strictly do on weekends because this journal is only 30 days. But I'm stretching it out by doing it only on Sunday to you guys because I think it's I think it's really good therapy and a good exercise. So I hope that you click on the link and look at the list of planners and journals and worksheets that the Happiness Planner offers, because it's not just the laws of attraction. It's confidence, it's love, it's travel. It's a little bit of everything. So I hope you get a chance to go to the site and browse and maybe treat yourself to something that's going to help you in your self-care and your future endeavors. So day two is asking, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much effort are you willing to put into manifesting the life of your dreams? If you commit to it right now, is there anything that would be standing in your way? What do you need to do to clear the space and path for the things you want to manifest in your life? And my journal entry was one of where I just didn't, you know, I hadn't even really thought about that. You know, at this stage of my life, I feel like to make things better, there's a multitude of things that I would give up. I'd be willing to rework several things in order to manifest the life of my dreams, the one that's going to bring me better health, better relationships, a better outlook. So my effort, I would say on a 1 to 10, my effort would be at about a 7. I'm willing to do what needs to be done. And again, I had never thought in terms of I got to give up something to get something. That's kind of the way life works. When you really think about it, I just thought that, you know, if I prayed and if I meditated and did, you know, my positive affirmations every day, and I worked hard and I made a plan, that would be my path to success. And from there, I would, you know, somehow be blessed with the things in my life that I wanted because I worked hard. I made a plan. I prayed for it. This is what I asked for, you know. Giving up something never really crossed my mind because I look around and I'm like, well, what do I have to give up? And I guess to someone that doesn't have anything, I have a lot, and I never thought of in terms of that. And as I wrote, it reminds me of something, you know, my mom used to say and say quite often. And but she was talking about it in another way, but it really kind of all means the same. She's like, think of your fist and think of your fist balled up really, really tight, right? Ball your fist up tight. Nothing can get in and nothing can get out. Basically, if you don't let something go or give, how do you expect to receive? How do you expect to receive God's love if you're closed to it? You got to open yourself up. You got to be willing to let something go. And it was like a light bulb came on. I got to be willing to let something go to get something that's going to help me live better and be a better person. Because if I'm a better person, then I can be better for other people. And I'm willing to do that for something that's going to make a positive difference in my life. And approaching it in this manner allows me, well, I'm going to have to basically not go back to the drawing board, but I'm going to have to make a list. I love lists. But it's one of those lists where it takes you a while to complete because you have to sit down and write about, which I've also listed an exercise similar to this in the bottom of the post. I have to write out what do I have? Let me just write down some things that I've achieved, some things that I have, right? And then what my dreams are. And then go back to the first list and cross out what am I willing to give up to get this? So it may mean laying some new groundwork and going back to the drawing board for this and just seeing where I'm at. Because right now I'm at a place where I need to see, you know, every time, you know, every so often you need to check yourself. Just do a self-check. See where you are in life. See where you want to be, what you've done, where you want to go. It really helps you to understand the bigger picture and maybe help you attain your goals. And so the exercise this week is the list of attractions, which I was just talking about. And, you know, it talks about creating a worksheet. Well, it provides a worksheet, but for those of you that don't have it, create a worksheet to help you visualize your dreams and what you want for the future. Create this worksheet and write down the things that you have attracted in your life. And then make another list about the things you wish to attract in your life. Do a compare and contrast, you know? Let's get down to the root of what might be your stumbling block in achieving your dreams. And yeah, that's basically going to do it for today. I just knew that I try to make it short, but I'm trying to make it short because y'all, my stomach is growling. But yeah, with that, that's going to close my post today. I thank you all so much for visiting. I really do. I appreciate the love and y'all just stopping by to listen. I will be back with next Wednesday where I think, I'm putting it out there, so it's kind of holding me to it, where I'm going to go back and talk about the book that I'm reading called The Next Right Thing. And The Next Right Thing talks about, again, making a list about things that are life-giving and things that are life-draining. And that's something I've wanted to discuss for a long time. I've also wanted to discuss what your ideal day would be like and how to help get to that. So, you know, I got some good things coming down the pike, y'all, but sometimes it just takes time, and then I'm trying to work through my own crap, so, you know, I apologize for those shortcomings. But like I said, thank you so much for visiting me today. You know, I hope you show me some love with, you know, a like or a follow, and I hope to see you all, you know, this Wednesday, where I'm, you know, going to bring you a little something else. But again, thank you so much. And as I always say, know thyself.